It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Well, believe it or not, folks, it's time for sectional action to start tonight. And it all kicks off with the boys tonight. The girls will play tomorrow. Class C and Class D locally. A ton of games going on. And tonight we come to you live from Sydney High School. It's the 8th seed, the Sydney boys, taking on the 9th seed, the Newark Valley Cardinals. And guess what, folks? The winner of tonight's game will get to play, guess who? 1 seed Walton in the next round, in the second round. And if you're a Sydney fan, you have to be absolutely excited to have another chance at Walton. Both games this year against Walton were absolutely phenomenal. And for a chance, to even have a chance to go up and maybe play for the third time would be absolutely great. So you have to think this is a motivated Sydney team coming into tonight's game. I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. When we come back, we'll break this one down between Sydney and Newark Valley. We'll also give you an idea of who else is playing around Class C and Class D for the boys tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We have live sectional basketball coming up tonight for the boys on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabido Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabido at 1-855-Rabido.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you once again tonight on WCDO. It's boys high school Class C Section 4. The first round of sectionals tonight between 8-seed Sydney and 9-seed Newark Valley. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Thanks to Cork. He's a longtime sponsor of our pregame show, and we certainly appreciate his support. Other games going on in Section 4 Class C for the boys tonight. As we said, 8-seed Sydney hosting 9-seed Newark Valley. You have 12-seed Oxford visiting 5-seed Elmira Notre Dame. You have 11-seed Green visiting 6-seed Lansing. And you have 7-seed Unadilla Valley hosting 10-seed Watkins Glen. And we will be doing our best to keep you updated on those contests. In Class D, the local teams that we're keeping an eye on tonight, 3-seed GMU is hosting 14-seed Jefferson. 4-seed Delhi taking on 13-seed Sharon Springs. 5-seed Morris hosting 12-seed Davenport. 9-seed Milford is headed to 8-seed Hunter Tannersville. 7-seed Franklin is hosting 10-seed Margaretville. And the 2-seed South Courtright will be hosting 15-seed Worcester. That game is at Stamford because, as many of you know, South Courtright has not had a gym this season. They played every single game on the road. They're having some school construction, so they have played a lot of their neutral site games at Stamford this year. So that game will be tonight at Stanford. So that's a look at the local teams that are playing tonight in Section 4. A quick look at Section 3, because we like to follow Cooperstown. Their boys and girls are playing. Now, Section 3's sectionals are already into the second round. So 2-seed Cooperstown is hosting 7-seed Herkimer tonight at 7 o'clock. And the boys, and on the girls' side for the Lady Hawkeyes, they are the 6-seed, and they are visiting 3-seed Weedsport tonight. So we will keep you updated on all those games tonight here on WCDL. We're going to take another quick break. We will pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, it's the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Boys Sectional Bracket. 8-seed Sydney hosting 9-seed Newark Valley. Set to be a good one here tonight. These are two athletic teams, and I'm sure there's a little rivalry here from football season as well. As if you can remember, the Sydney boys traveled out, took on Newark Valley when both teams were ranked number one in the state. Newark Valley for C and Sydney for D. So that was a lot of fun, and I think some of that will come into tonight's contest here in terms of just a good, solid rivalry between these two. We'll pause for the national anthem and be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Opening round of sectionals tonight for Section 4 Class C. The boys, Sydney, the 8-seed hosting the 9-seed Newark Valley Cardinals. First, our starting lineups for visiting Newark Valley and head coach Scott Stratton. They have senior number one, Tyler Beebe. And this is the guy to watch here tonight for Newark Valley. A junior number two, Kyle Coffin. A senior number 24, Ryan Crispell. A senior number 30, Quartus Steika. And also a senior number 44, Daniel Lindhurst. On the other side for Sydney and head coach Mike Brzee, they will start with senior number 00, Ethan Finch. Senior number 3, Malik Howard. Senior number 5, Stephen Smith. They will also start sophomore number 11, Liam Matthews, and junior number 22, Mikey Gravelin. And so Sydney will be in the home white uniforms tonight. The black and the maroon trims as Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the chest. Newark Valley is in the road red uniforms with the white trim for the Cardinals, as Newark Valley in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. Newark Valley comes from the IAC, which we all know, if you're a longtime follower of local basketball, is a very, very competitive league out in the Ithaca area. And they play teams such as Candor, Spencer Van Etten, Tioga, Watkins Glen, Newfield, Elmira, Notre Dame. This year they finished 9-9 overall, 6-7 in their league, but their league division, which was the large school South division, was absolutely packed with excellent talent, including Waverly, who finished up 12-1 in the league, and Elmira Notre Dame, who finished 10-3. So Newark Valley was in third place in their division out of five teams. They were ahead of Watkins Glen and Thomas Edison. So this is a battle-tested team. They come from a very tough league. Doesn't matter who you play in the IAC. It seems like everybody is always a quality and very good team, very physical out there. So we'll see how Sydney handles it here tonight. Sydney will win the opening tip. A three ball from Malik Howard is off the mark, and a rebound back up the floor for Newark Valley. And we're underway in sectionals tonight between the Cardinals and the Warriors on CDO. And here is Newark Valley. Tyler Beebe with the ball as they go left to right. Hands it off for Steika. Takes it right to the rim. Got a little bit of contact there. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Lindhurst, who puts it up. Shot won't go, and a foul. 7:35 to go in the opening quarter. See who the foul is on early as the senior, Daniel Lindhurst, their center, will head to the line. First foul on Sydney of the night. Foul will be on Ethan Finch. His first, team's first. First foul shot is off the mark for Lindhurst. Between Lindhurst and Steika, they're the two tallest guys on the floor. Newark Valley with a little bit of a size advantage. Not much here tonight, but just enough that I think they could have their way inside a little bit if they decide to push it. So Lindhurst goes 0 for 2 at the line, and it remains a 0-0 game with 7.5 to go in the opening quarter between Sydney and Newark Valley. Here's Sydney at the high post. Stephen Smith is stripped of the ball, and away comes Newark Valley. Right side of the floor, they'll hand it off for Steika, and the finger roll is up and good for Quartus Steika. He puts it in, and it's Newark Valley 2 and Sydney nothing. We're a minute into the ball game here at Sydney High School. Little full-court press coming from Newark Valley. Sydney's able to beat it. They whip it down the left side of the floor. Here's Liam Matthews. Takes it to the rim, and he is fouled before he could get the shot up. And some contact there from Kyle Coffin, one of the leading scorers here for this Newark Valley team. Again, a minute into the ball game. 2-0 lead for the Cardinals over the Warriors. Tight man-to-man defense here for Newark Valley. Here's Ethan Finch, straight away for three for Finch. That's off the back of the rim and bumps up to the top of the backboard there, so it's technically out of bounds, and we'll go back to Newark Valley. And so Newark Valley with an early 2-0 lead. Long bus ride here, a little bit over an hour to get to hear from Newark Valley. Probably closer to an hour and a half, so they're trying to shake off those bus legs, and they have an early 2-0 lead. They'll pass one down low for Lindhorst, and the pump fake is good, but the shot won't go down as he got his man up in the air but couldn't finish the layup. 2-0 lead here for Newark Valley. Here's Finch, rolls one to the high post for Stephen Smith, lost control of it, gets it back, puts it up and in. Stephen Smith for the first bucket of the night for Sydney. We're tied 2-2 with 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Right side of the floor here for Tyler Beebe as the Cardinals go. And they'll whip one back out for Kyle Coffin into the high post, leaving one here for Steika. Steika will dish one for Tyler Beebe. He wants a long three-pointer and buries it. Tyler Beebe dials long distance. And Newark Valley leads 5-2 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sydney will break the press once again. They'll go to Ethan Finch. Finch stops and will leave it off for Smith. Down low, Smith with the pump fake. It's up and good. And Stephen Smith off to a hot start here tonight, as he has all four of Sydney's points with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Beebe with another long three. This one is way off the mark. A rebound there for Newark Valley is up and good, though, as Ryan Crispell was right there to scoop up the loose change and then make the deposit. With 5:35 to go in the first quarter, it's Newark Valley 7 and Sydney 4. Right side of the floor, Malik Howard, as Sydney comes into their own offensive end of the floor. They'll find Finch. Top of the key, pump fakes on a three. Goes back to Stephen Smith. Good pump fake down low. Smith tosses it up. Shot won't go. Rebound is loose on the floor. Everybody crashing and banging for it. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Tyler Beebe of Newark Valley. Ball stays with Sydney. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Newark Valley 7 and Sydney 4. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Glad to have Jim along as our in-game producer tonight. Here's Mikey Gravelin as we get back underway. Sydney at the high post with Stephen Smith. Now left side, Malik Howard. Howard, triple threat position. Dishes one back left side for Smith. Inside for Finch. Back to Smith. Little give and go right back to Finch, and he lays it up and in. That was like a game of hot potato. And Finch is able to finish it off. With 4:50 to go in the first quarter, it's 7-6. Newark Valley on top of Sydney. Right side for Chris Bell for three, and that's no good. Tries to chase down his own rebound. Last touch by Sydney, though, they'll say, as Finch just got a fingertip on it before it rolled out of bounds. So Newark Valley will get the ball back to the big Sydney S as they go left to right on your radio dial. Right side here for Kyle Coffin. Coffin at the top of the key goes back for Tyler Beebe. And Beebe now to the right side will find Steika. Sydney in their man-to-man defense here. Newark Valley looking for openings. They'll pass one down low for Lindhurst, up and in. Somebody lost him on a cut, and he was wide open, and it's 9-6 Newark Valley with 4:15 to go in the opening quarter here in the first round of the boys' Class C sectional bracket for Section 4. Sydney, the 8th seed, Newark Valley, the 9. Live here tonight from Sydney High School. Here's Ethan Finch, left side 3, got it. Ethan Finch from downtown, and he's got 5 points, and that ties the ball game up at 9 apiece with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Newark Valley trying to answer back. A long three from Kyle Coffin is left short. Finch with the rebound, and he's off to the races. Crosses midcourt, stops, tries a one-handed pass to the right side. It was intercepted. Newark Valley with a great pass ahead, off the rim, and no good there for Stika, and Finch hustles back for a rebound. Boy, Sydney got lucky there that Stika missed it. Finch quickly in transition will dish to the right side for Steven Smith for three, and he can't get that one to go, and a rebound here for the Cardinals, and they're still looking to push it. The pace is frantic over the last couple of possessions, and finally, the Cardinals will slow it down. With 3:20 to go in the first quarter, here's Coffin down low at the left low block. Hands one off, and the shot is up and good for Ryan Chris Bell, who was wide open after a good dish and a good look there from Kyle Coffin. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Newark Valley 11 and Sydney 9. Opening round of sectionals tonight. Right side of the floor for Malik Howard. He finds Ethan Finch. Finch back for Gravelin at the top of the key, and a bounce pass from Malik Howard. Newark Valley still sitting in man-to-man here on defense. Here's Smith. Goes back to Finch at the top of the key. Finch bounce passes to the high post, finds Liam Matthews, tries to dish to the back door there for Smith. It was intercepted. Good read on defense by Newark Valley. Here's Coffin, takes it down low. Coffin tries a little up and under move. It's no good. Smith with a good box out, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Newark Valley. Comes back to Sydney. Good battle down low between Smith of Sydney and Stika of Newark Valley. Two tall, lanky guys going toe-to-toe. 2:35 to go in the opening quarter. It's Newark Valley 11 and Sydney 9. Finch left side of the floor finds Steven Smith at the top of the key. Now back for Finch. Finch into the corner now to Malik Howard in front of the Newark Valley bench. They'll go to the high post for Smith. Zips one back across. Mikey Gravelin for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound for the Cardinals and Lindhurst. And ahead now for Tyler Beebe. Beebe in transition is fouled as he gets into the paint and will have a whistle. This will be a foul on Steven Smith, his first and the team's second. Team foul situation is two for Sydney and one for Newark Valley. With 2:15 to go in the first quarter, again, our score, Newark Valley boys on the road here leading Sydney 11-9, opening round of sectionals tonight. Good backdoor pass here as they'll find Chris Bell, and he is fouled as Finch tried to slide over to block the shot. They lost him on a cut on the inbounds play, and Chris Bell was right there to finish it. That's two fouls late in the first quarter here on Ethan Finch, and we'll see if head coach Mike Brazee decides to keep him in and maybe roll the dice here as Chris Bell hits the first shot. He now has 5 points. Newark Valley bumps up the lead to 3, 12-9. Looks like Lucas Tanner, the man they call LT, will be checking in at the next whistle. Chris Bell gets the second shot to go, so he now has 6 points, and Finch is going to have to come out of the ballgame with those two fouls. And so Lucas Tanner will check in, and that adds a different dynamic here to this Sydney team. Let's see how they react with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Again, Newark Valley 13, Sydney 9. Sydney needs to answer here. I think this is a big possession, even though it's early in the ballgame. Don't want to let this lead balloon any more than about 4 points, I would say. Here's Tanner, right side corner, goes to the high post for Mikey Gravelin. Good feed down low to Liam Matthews, who finishes it, and he's fouled and will head to the line. Liam Matthews, his first bucket, and he's headed to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Great look there by Mikey Gravelin. Dished it down low as the defense collapsed on him and left Matthews wide open on the back door. Matthews' foul shot is good, rattled it home. And Sydney's able to answer with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Newark Valley 13 and Sydney 12. Team foul situation. Sydney with 3, Newark Valley with 2. Beebe passes down low for Lindhurst, and it's up and good. Malik Howard couldn't keep up with him as he slashed through the lane, and that gives Newark Valley a 15-12 lead with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor here for Matthews, back out for Gravelin. Now ahead for Steven Smith. A good backdoor cut again, and the look from Smith. Passed it down low to Matthews, and he was wide open, and he finishes. So it's Newark Valley 15 and Sydney 14 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Matthews is wreaking havoc on that defense on his backdoor cuts. Great job. Left side, Lindhurst. at the left low block. Has his back to the basket. Has to go to Steika, right side, back up for BB at the top of the key. With a minute to go in the first quarter, the Cardinals by a point, 15-14. Here's Steika. Steika to the foul line. We'll go to BB left side. 8 on the shot clock. BB down low, lost control of it as he tried to go up for a little dipsy-do finger roll. And Sidney comes away with it. Warriors looking for the lead with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Right side now for Steven Smith. Pump fakes in the lane, down low, into the corner for 3. Malik Howard, it's off the mark. Lucas Tanner fighting for a rebound but couldn't get there. Steika has it for the Cardinals as they lead by a point. Steika pulls up for 3. Not enough spice on that one. Hit the front of the rim and then caromed off. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Newark Valley 15, Sidney 14. Opening round of sectionals tonight. Leah Matthews at the high post, had it deflected away. Newark Valley with a 2-on-1, but Sidney hustles back on D. Back out for BB. They'll play for the last shot with the shot clock off and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. 15-14. Newark Valley by a point. 5 seconds to go first quarter. They leave it off for Chris Bell, and let's see, a legal screen is set here by Newark Valley with 2.6 seconds to go. Let's see who the foul is on here, or I should say the illegal screen. Looks like they're going to get Tyler Beebe for that one. Yes, his first, team's third. Let's see if Sidney can get a shot. They go to Malik Howard at midcourt, tosses one up, hits the front of the rim, and no good. So at the end of the first quarter, a good game so far. It's the visitors, Newark Valley 15, Sidney 14. We'll be right back with more sectional basketball tonight on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sidney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter tonight on WCDO. Live from Sidney High School, it's Newark Valley with a 1-point lead over the Sidney boys, 15-14. Now a steal by Malik Howard on the opening possession of the second quarter. They'll go back to Liam Matthews. He dishes far side, Mikey Gravelin. Interior pass to Lucas Tanner, who muscles it up and in. The man they call LT puts it home. And Lucas Tanner with his first basket of the night gives Sidney a 16-15 lead. Three ball in the corner. No, a pump fake here for Kyle Coffin. Coffin leaves it off for Lindhurst, and he is fouled with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Foul is on Malik Howard, his first, and the team's fifth. So Ethan Finch is already on the bench for Sidney, sitting with those two fouls. Now you have Steven Smith with one, and you have Malik Howard with one. So Sidney's going to have to be careful. Excuse me, that's only the fourth team foul on Sidney. So 4 on Sidney, 3 on Newark Valley. First shot for Lindhurst is up and good. He has 5 points. Second one coming. That one, shooter's touch on that one, rolled around the rim and goes down. So he has 6 points, and Newark Valley leads 17-16 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Sidney with the basketball crossing the midcourt timeline. They go to Steven Smith at the top of the key. Smith into the paint. Dish out. Mikey Gravelin for 3. Can't get the roll there. Rebound by Chris Bell of Newark Valley. Ahead for Beebe. BB into the corner now for Kyle Coffin. Spots up for 2. Too strong. Rebound for Lindhurst. And he just moved LT out of the way there. Scooped it up and got a rebound and put it home. So Lindhurst with 8 points. And Newark Valley back to a 3-point lead, 19-16, with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Steven Smith to the foul line. Down low at the right low block, and he's fouled. Let's see who this is on for the Cardinals. Foul will be on Cordis Steika. That's going to be the first on Steika and the fourth on the team. So it's even right now, 4 fouls apiece for each team. Patrick Panay is going to be coming in for Newark Valley at the whistle. as Stephen Smith gets his first foul shot to go. He's got 5 points. And heading to the bench will be Daniel Lindhurst with 8 points. He's been doing great down low, and coach wants to give him a little rest. One thing to remember here, folks, on both sides, a lot of seniors on these two teams. They're going to want to leave it all on the floor here tonight, because if you lose, your season is done in sectionals, and your career is essentially over. Stephen Smith with 6 points as he gets that second foul shot to go. So it's still a one-point ball game. 6:40 to go in the first half. It is Newark Valley 19, Sydney 18. Close game, as we expected, between the 8 and the 9 seed. Now a steal by Sydney. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Here's Lucas Tanner. Takes it right to the rim. Let's see what the call is. It's going to be a block. Newark Valley fans not pleased with the call. Lucas Tanner will head to the line, and Tyler Beebe is whistled for the block. Pretty good position there. Looked like maybe it was going to be a charge on Lucas Tanner. The Zebra Crew says no. Fifth team foul on Newark Valley, and the second on starting point guard Tyler Beebe. So he's kind of in some foul trouble now. Lucas Tanner to the line, pops out, and the second one coming. Good atmosphere here tonight at Sydney. With an early 6 o'clock game, you never know who's going to be able to get out of work and come a little bit earlier, but a great crowd on hand here for Sydney as Lucas Tanner gets the second one to go. So he now has 3 points, and we're tied back up 19-19. Good crowd from Newark Valley tonight as well. They travel well. Now a steal by Sydney as they tried to pass it down low. Stephen Smith was able to get a mitt on it and bring it back up the floor. Again, we're tied 19-19 between Sydney and Newark Valley here in the opening round of sectionals. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, live from Sydney High School. Here is Malik Howard, right side of the floor. Now back for Stephen Smith. A little nice move to the rim, puts it up and in. Stephen Smith with 8 points, and with Finch on the bench, feels like Stephen Smith is putting his team on his back. Steal by Matthews? No. Knocked out of bounds by Matthews. He couldn't keep it in. With 5:45 to go in the second quarter, Sydney leads 21-19. Newark Valley will get it in. They'll find Kyle Coffin at the top of the key. Coffin is still scoreless, one of their leading scorers. They go back for Tyler Beebe for three. Too strong on that shot. Rebound here for Quartus Steichel. And now back to Chris Bell on the pass, and he's fouled with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Let's see who it's in. Oh, going to be on Stephen Smith, his second, team's fifth. So now you have Finch and Smith with 2 fouls apiece. Sydney leading by 2, 21-19. And so Chris Bell will head to the line, and the first one is good. So Chris Bell has 7 points. Mike Brzee is going to bring in Ryan Harris to the game. The junior wearing number 25 will step in for Stephen Smith. So now you have two of the biggest pieces of your offense, Finch and Smith, both on the bench with 2 fouls. And so it's going to be up to some of these guys to put in a huge effort off the bench tonight and keep this lead for Sydney. Second shot for Chris Bell is good, so he goes 2 for 2. And we're tied up at 21 apiece between Sydney and Newark Valley with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Some guys getting a chance to shine here on the big stage tonight off the bench for Sydney. Malik Howard crosses the Sydney S at midcourt. Finds Harris on the left side into the corner for Gravelin in front of the Newark Valley bench. Now to Liam Matthews, top of the key. Back for LT in the paint. Now for Malik Howard, and he traveled. Howard tried to throw in a pump fake there, shuffled his feet. The officials caught him. And it looks like we'll have a timeout here taken by Newark Valley. 5:13 to go in the second quarter. We're knotted up 21-21 in the opening round of sectionals between Sydney and Newark Valley. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, make sure you stay tuned coming up for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We're going to have a bunch of scores that are flooding in right now from the out-of-town scoreboard for sectional. So we'll keep you updated at the half, which is 5 minutes from now as we're tied 21-21 between Newark Valley and Sydney. Out of the timeout, Newark Valley with the basketball, left side of the floor. Coffin for three, dies on the front of the rim. Rebound is right there for Quartus Steika, and he put it in. It's the big guys that are making the difference right now on the boards for Newark Valley. Chris Bell with 8, Lindhorst with 8, and Steika with 4 points. So it's 23-21, Newark Valley by a deuce with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Liam Matthews takes it to the rim. Right-handed layup, no good. Rebound for the Cardinals and a quick outlet pass ahead for Steika. Steika left side, finds Tyler Beebe, takes it to the rim, hanging, floater is no good, rebound for LT, and Lucas Tanner is fouled with 4:25 to go in the second. Boy, it's a battle inside as both teams are really fighting hard on the glass. Foul inside here on Newark Valley will be on Tyler Dibble, the point guard, now with 3 fouls, so he's going to have to go to the bench. Coming back in will be Daniel Lindhorst. So the lone starter not in for Newark Valley right now is Patrick Panay. And so 4:15 to go in the second quarter. 23-21 the score. Newark Valley is on top. Ryan Harris with a pass down low from Malik Howard. Couldn't get the shot to go on the finger roll. Another rebound here for the Cardinals. Sydney's got to hit the glass hard here. They're really only getting one chance before Newark Valley cleans it up on the glass. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Pass down low, a steal by Harris. And now ahead for Liam Matthews to leave it off for Gravelin. Sydney trying to tie it up or possibly take the lead here. Gravelin leaves one out for Matthews. 15-footer left side. Bang! Got it. Liam Matthews with 7 points. Ties it back up. 23-23 with 3:40 to go before the halftime break between Newark Valley and Sydney. Right side of the floor now for Panay. Feeds Lindhorst down low. Good pump fake, and he's fouled as he takes it to the rim. Lindhorst is just a nightmare for Sydney right now. He gets the ball at the high post. He's got some nice moves. And he is fouled almost every time he's gone to the hoop. Foul will be on Liam Matthews, his first team's 6th. So both teams with 6 fouls apiece. And the first shot is up and good for Lindhorst. He's got 9 points. So NV takes the lead 24-23 with, again, 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDL. As Lindhorst's second shot left it short, Matthews with a rebound. And again, this is kind of a skeleton crew for Sydney right now, as both Stephen Smith and Ethan Finch on the bench with 2 fouls apiece. Tyler Beebe, the starting point guard for Newark Valley, on the bench for them with 3 fouls. So here is Harris at the top of the key. Finds Malik Howard right side. Newark Valley still sitting in the man-to-man on D. Back to the top of the key for Mikey Gravelin. Gets in, kicks out. Now to Lucas Tanner, tries to take it to the rim. It's blocked, and the ball comes away and back up the floor for the Cardinals. Left side for Kyle Coffin. Coffin looking for options. Still scoreless. One of the leading scorers for Newark Valley. Not in the scorebook yet. Left side for Coffin. Pump fakes on a 3. Goes to the outside for Panay. He fires one up. Rattles out. Hit the rim 3 times and wouldn't go down. Rebound for Harris and back up the floor for Sydney. With 2:45 to go, second quarter. Newark Valley by a point, 24-23. Harris on the left side. Pump fakes. Goes back for Malik Howard. 3-point land. Into the corner for Gravelin. Now back to Harris at the top of the key. Harris wants a 3, and it's blocked there by Steika. Steika's off to the races, and a reach-in foul on Liam Matthews, who tried to hustle back and steal it away, and Steika's going to go to the line. Harris about 3 or 4 inches shorter than Steika, and Steika just reached up and said no, swatted it away, and then took off, and would have had an easy layup. Matthews did hustle back, but got whistled for the reach-in foul. So that's Matthews' 2nd foul, 7th on Sydney as a team, as Steika gets the first one to go. So he's got 5. Second one coming. As Newark Valley leads 25-23, make it 26-23 as Steika goes 2 for 2 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor for Malik Howard. Back to Gravelin at the top of the key. Right side for Harris. Harris with a chest pass to Matthews at the high post. Takes it right to the rim and finishes it off. Liam Matthews off a good pass there from Harris. Makes it 26-25 with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Here's Steika, right side. Sydney has switched to a little 2-3 zone action here the last couple of possessions. Kyle Coffin, left side, goes to the high post for Lindhorst. Lindhorst down low, lost control of the basketball. It sails out of bounds. Last touch by Lucas Tanner, who just got a finger on it to knock it out of bounds. Again, 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 26-25 to score. The Cardinals by a point. And they'll pass it in. Quick shot there from Steika's no good. Another rebound for Harris. Chest pass ahead for Matthews. And back for Malik Howard for a 3. Got it. Deep 3 for Malik Howard. And he nails it. His first basket of the game. And Malik Howard gives Sydney a 28-26 lead. Good looking stroke there for Malik. Top of the key here for Steichen. Good battle tonight between the Cardinals and Warriors, as expected in the 8-9 game. Lindhurst at the top of the key goes to Panay down low. No, he traveled. Shuffled his feet as he tried to go to the interior. An easy call there for the officials. With a minute and a half to go in the second quarter, it's Sidney by a deuce, 28-26. And so Sidney will walk it up the floor. This has been a really good game back and forth between the two sides. Crossing the half-court timeline, here is Mikey Gravelin. Sidney's been used to close games lately, so I'm sure they're not even phased at the moment. Liam Matthews, top of the key. Left side now here for Gravelin as Sidney goes right to left in front of the Newark Valley bench. Here again is Howard for three. Too strong this time. Rebound is knocked around. Cardinals come away with it back to midcourt. Here's Kyle Coffin. Coffin to the top of the key again. Dishes to the high post here for Lindhurst. Lindhurst back out. Coffin. NBA three. Got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Kyle Coffin. He didn't even hesitate before he pulled the trigger. And Newark Valley leads 29-28. Back the other way. Matthews to the rim, and he's fouled. Liam Matthews doing the work of a man. And he gets the layup to go, and he'll go to the line looking for the three-point play. With 45 seconds to go in the second quarter, it is Sidney 30 and Newark Valley 29. Back and forth we go. Looks like Justin McMillan's going to check in at the next whistle. Matthews cannot get the foul shot to go. Rebound for Steika. Newark Valley back up the floor here with Kyle Coffin. Coffin top of the key again. Fires it in. Kyle Coffin. Sidney has been doing a great job at keeping him down, and he's buried back-to-back threes. And Newark Valley leads 32-30. 25 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here's Harris finding Matthews on the right side. Matthews back to Malik Howard. Closely guarded here by Coffin. Now to Gravelin. For Matthews, left side. Into the corner now for Harris. Harris, pump fakes, takes it down low. Dishes out for Matthews. The jumper, no good. Rebound here for Coffin with 10 seconds to go. Newark Valley by two. He'll play for the last shot. Here's Coffin. Way deep three from almost half court. It's off the mark. A rebound for Sidney, and that'll do it. The buzzer for halftime. Boy, Coffin with a great-looking shot. That was just from the edge of the Sidney S, and it almost went down. Talk about range. 32-30, our halftime score. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you some out-of-town scores from the C and D games tonight. Stay tuned, folks. You don't want to turn the dial because we got a whale of a game here tonight between 8-seed Sidney and 9-seed Newark Valley. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sidney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sidney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sidney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Attention, young adults. Are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today. 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety copy of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's time for our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Mirabito. You can call them 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's look at our scoring summary first here in the first half. With our score, Newark Valley, the 9 seed, leading the 8 seed Sydney, 32-30. This has been a great game. So if you're somewhere in the Sydney area and you didn't realize it was a 6 o'clock start, head on up here. It's going to be a great second half of basketball, and the boys would certainly appreciate the support. First for Newark Valley, the big guys inside have really been getting it done. Daniel Lindhurst with 9 points, Ryan Crispell with 8, and Cordis Steika with 6 points. And those are all the interior guys here tonight for the Cardinals. Besides that, it's Kyle Coffin with 6 and Tyler Beebe with 3. Beebe playing with 3 fouls, their starting point guard. He's going to have to be careful in the second half. Coffin had been very quiet, and I thought Sydney was doing a great job on him. He's one of their leading scorers, a good outside shooter. And then he hit back-to-back three-pointers with probably under 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. So Sydney's going to have to remain aware of where Kyle Coffin is. On the other side for the Warriors, Liam Matthews, the sophomore with 11 points to lead the way. Stephen Smith with 8 points. Ethan Finch with 5. Lucas Tanner and Malik Howard with 3 apiece. And that's impressive for Sydney because you have Smith and Finch both on the bench with 2 fouls. And Finch didn't really play much at all. I think he got his second foul early in the second quarter, maybe with 7 or 6 minutes to go in the quarter. So, and then Smith probably sat for at least half the quarter. So to have those guys come off the bench, especially when you talk about Ryan Harris and Lucas Tanner, they got the big-time minutes off the bench. They did a good job, came in and did the little things that you needed. Smith, when he was still in, when Finch went out, I thought put the team on his back. But then Liam Matthews got some big-time buckets, and he has really been great on the baseline. He's been running the baseline really well, and credit to Sydney. You talk about Mikey Gravelin, Ryan Harris, Stephen Smith, and Liam Matthews, getting it all to Liam Matthews on the baseline. He's been doing a good job of finishing that off. So we'll take a break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. When we come back, I want to get you some out-of-town scores from around Class C and Class D. I'm getting a lot of updates coming in. I want to keep you up to date on all that. So our halftime score, Newark Valley 32, Sydney 30. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Autobody. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Autobody's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Autobody at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Once again, it's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You'll save instantly right at the pump when you use that Mirabito Rewards Plus card. Check it out today. All right, let's go through quickly the out-of-town scores that we have. We have UV and Watkins Glen, that game up at Unadilla Valley tonight. UV is the 7 seed. Watkins Glen is the 10 in Class C. Halftime, Unadilla Valley leading Watkins Glen 31-27, led by 13 points from Andrew Jackson. So that is one of the Class C scores that we have. Let's quickly look down Class D. We have a lot of these scores. We have 7 Franklin and 10 Margaretville. We have Franklin leading at the half 29-26 in the 7-10 game. So that's a pretty good ball game there. One that will be interesting for you Mac fans is 6 Deposit Hancock taking on 11 Edmiston. We know the Panthers can play. It's Edmiston by a point at the half, 26-25. That's after the Eagles started out on a 9-0 run. So credit to Edmiston for coming back in that ball game. We have Milford, the 9 seed, at 8 seed Hunter Tannersville. And Hunter is up 19-18 at the break. So that's just about as close as an 8-9 game should be, kind of like the game we have going on right here. We have the South Courtright boys, who are the 2 seed, taking on Worcester, the 15 seed. And the Rams are ahead of Worcester 24-13 at the break. We have Delhi, the 4 seed, taking on 13 seed Sharon Springs. And Delhi is up 42-16 at the half. So Delhi really rolling. So that's a lot of the updates that we have for Class C and for Class D. And if you're looking for final scores lately, I know a lot of people keep the brackets at home. We will be posting all these scores on our Twitter page. And if you're not hip to the Twitter world, just go to WCDOsports.com. My Twitter feed is right there on the right-hand side of the page, and you can scroll through and get some of those scores that you need. Our halftime score here, Newark Valley 32 and Sydney 30. We'll be right back with the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. A big shout out to everybody listening on WCDO and WCDOsports.com tonight. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Just had a couple of people checking in with me on Twitter saying thanks for having the game tonight. Glad to have you along. This is a good matchup between the 8 and the 9 seeds. We're glad to bring it to you. Here's Ethan Finch off the bench to start the second half. Buries a 3 right out of the locker room. And Sydney's going to lead 33-32. So Finch, even though he sat for most of the second quarter, is able to get it to go and doesn't come out cold at all. So here's Newark Valley at the top of the key. Here's Steika, left side, finding Beebe. He's playing with 3 fouls for the Cardinals. Dishes one into the corner. The shot for Coffin is off the mark. Rebound for Finch. Finch looks energized to play right now after sitting for that long. Here's Gravelin, wide open for 3. Got it. Mikey Gravelin from downtown. His first basket of the night. And Sydney comes out of the dressing room red hot. Their biggest lead of the game, 36-32. With 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor for Steika. Steika, the big 6'2" guard, puts one up. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Steven Smith. And back up the floor. So Finch and Smith both playing with 2 fouls. They'll need to be careful. Finch takes it right to the rim. Shot is no good. Rebound for Lindhurst of Newark Valley. And up the right side of the floor now for Beebe. Into the corner for Coffin. Spots up 3 ball. Left it short. Rebound here for Chris Bell. And they'll reset the offense with a fresh 35. Newark Valley doing a great job on the glass here tonight. Can't say that enough. Steika takes it to the rim, and he puts it up and in. He's got 8 points. Tall, lanky guards. If you're a Sydney fan and you're not here, but you know what Steven Smith looks like, Newark Valley's got about 3 of them. Smith, left side of the floor, pump fakes, now gets to the high post, goes back out Malik Howard. Howard for Gravelin at the top of the frame. Now they go to Steven Smith at the foul line. Smith, dribble drive, lost it, kicks it back out for Finch. Finch pump fakes on a 3, gets to the paint, and a little dipsy-doo finger roll, and he puts it in. Ethan Finch with 10 points, and Sydney leads 38-34. What a difference with Finch on the floor, just his explosiveness. Down low for Newark Valley. Coffey answers right back and takes it to the rim. He's got 8 points on a left-side baseline drive.
Good pace to start the second half. Here's Finch, stutter step, in the lane, back out, Gravelin, reverses left side. Here for Steven Smith as Sydney now goes left to right on your radio dial. Finch back in the paint. Another Dr. J finger roll. Hits the rim three times. Won't go down. Rebound for the Cardinals. BB is looking to push. Right side. BB absorbs some contact but is blocked by Gravelin. Good defense. Finch back up the floor. Finds Malik Howard who takes it to the rim and finishes it off. Malik Howard just snuck in the back door and Finch found him. And Sydney leads 40-36. Back for Steika. He fires up a three. It's short. Rebound here for Steven Smith. Two on one if they can hurry. Smith ahead for Matthews. Reverse layup is good. Nice job there by Liam Matthews. He's got 13. And Sydney leads 42-36. The frantic pace can't continue. And the Cardinals call a timeout. 5:10 to go in the third. Our score again. Sydney 42 and Newark Valley 36. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school boys hoops tonight on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney 42, Newark Valley 36. A good push here. Having Finch and Steven Smith back on the floor has provided a little jolt of energy here, and the rest of the starting five has really fed into it for the Warriors. 5:05 to go in the third. Again, Sydney leading Newark Valley 42-36. Opening round of sectionals. Sydney, the 8th seed, Newark Valley, the 9, in the boys' Section 4 Class C bracket. Here's Steika, left side to the high post for Beebe, intercepted by guess who, Ethan Finch. Finch dishes for Liam Matthews, who puts it up and in. Matthews with 15, and Sydney is just flying to start the third quarter. They lead 44-36. Right side of the floor, Finch with another steal. Steika took it right back, though. Gets it to Coffin. He hangs in the lane, can't get it to go. Lindhurst is there, rejected by Smith. Lindhurst gets it back. Ball to the top of the key. Scrappy defense here from Matthews. Matthews gets tied up with Beebe. We'll have a jump ball. And Sydney is playing defense like they're possessed right now. Just on the floor, diving. It's what every head coach loves to see. 4.5 to go in the third. Newark Valley will keep the ball from the possession arrow. So it's 44-36. The Warriors on top of the Cardinals as Newark Valley will inbound underneath their own basket. They'll find Steika in the corner, wide open for three. Can't get it to go. Finch with a rebound. Home run pass ahead for Matthews, who leaked out, and he puts the left-handed layup up and in. Matthews with 17, and now we have a big-time collision here after the bucket with 4:20 to go in the third. And that was just nobody was looking where they were going as Liam Matthews ran right into Tyler Beebe, and Malik Howard got tied up in there as well, and it looked like WWE there for a minute, but it was all harmless. Everybody bounces right back up. So Sydney has opened up their biggest lead of the game, 46-36. Here's Kyle Coffin for three. Left side of the floor. Coffin was left wide open, and he buries it. 4:05 to go in the third. That makes it Sydney 46, Newark Valley 39, and a timeout is taken here by the Cardinals. We'll be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
You are New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney with the basketball out of the timeout. 3:55 to go, third quarter. It's Sydney leading 46-39. Should be a great finish ahead here tonight. Ethan Finch with the basketball finds Gravelin at the top of the key. Now back for Finch. Dials up a three-pointer. No, off the back of the rim. Matthews skies for a rebound. Pump fakes. Gives it to Stephen Smith, who finishes it off. Smith with 10 points. And Sydney leads 48-39. 3.5 to go in the third. And Newark Valley's going to have to chase this one into the backcourt. And an over-and-back violation on the Cardinals. They had just gotten it over the line. Steika got in some trouble. He was kind of tiptoeing along the out-of-bounds line. Threw it back to Beebe, who couldn't catch it. And he had to chase it into the backcourt. Possession now back to Sydney. Warriors playing great here in the third quarter, but still a lot of basketball left to be played. So it's Sydney 48, Newark Valley 39. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Here's Stephen Smith, left side baseline, to the top of the key for Malik Howard. Howard for Gravelin. Gravelin now back for Malik Howard. Straightaway three for Malik. Left it short. Not enough spice on that one. Rebound, Newark Valley. Ball is loose at midcourt. And Newark Valley will come up with it. Kyle Coffin, step back three off the back of the rim and then hit the top of the backboard and out of bounds. So it'll go back to Sydney. Coffin with 11 points, and you can see he must have gotten some instructions in that timeout. You make sure you fire it up because we need to get back in this game. And he's got a very good-looking shot. Sydney's going to have to be aware of that with 2:50 to go in the third. Over the half-court timeline, here is Gravelin as Sydney goes left to right. Gravelin still looking for options. Now we'll go to Malik Howard. Howard dribble drive right side. Now to Liam Matthews as they work it bound around the top of the clock now. To the left side. Here for Stephen Smith. Good backdoor pass. And they'll find Liam Matthews, but he couldn't finish the right-handed layup. And a rebound for the Cardinals and Daniel Lindhurst. 2:25 to go in the third. Sydney 48, Newark Valley 39. Back for Tyler Beebe. Still playing with those three fouls as they find Coffin in the corner. Now to Steika, high post, takes it to the rim. Not enough mustard on that one, but instead, the rebound goes to Ryan Crispell, and he puts it in. He's got 10. And it's 48-41. The Cardinals slowly clawing their way back into this game with 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Gravelin looking for options. Newark Valley has switched to a little bit of a very active 3-2 zone. Sydney trying to pick it apart. They go down low to Matthews. Again, another missed layup for Matthews. Back up the floor for Tyler Beebe. Tries a three, it's off the mark, and a rebound here for the Sydney Warriors. Gravelin will dish one for Finch. Finch into the corner for Matthews. Sydney trying to figure this out a little bit here. I think on defense, this is a tough 2-3 zone because you got Steika for Newark Valley playing near the high post area. He's very long and lanky, tough to get around. Now they try to pass down low, and it's stolen away by Steika. Reached his hand in there and stole it away. Steika, left side of the floor, as it's Sydney 48, Newark Valley 41. Minute 15 to go in the third. Down low for Chris Bell, puts it up. Shot is no good. Rebound for Smith. Ahead for Finch. One-handed bounce pass too far up the floor in front of Liam Matthews, and he couldn't hold on. So Sydney, for as well as they were clicking at the start of the third, things unraveling a little bit here late in the third with a minute 10 to go. Again, the Warriors leading the Cardinals 48-41. Newark Valley will walk it up the floor with Tyler Beebe. Beebe, one of the seniors here for Newark Valley. Both sides here don't want to lose tonight, as it could be their final game if you're a senior out on the floor. Shot there for Beebe is no good. Rebound ahead now for Sydney. And here is Finch, and he gets called for a charge. Finch went flying into the lane and connected. I believe that was Beebe who set his feet there. Yes, it was. Finch picks up his third. Believe it or not, folks, that's the first foul in the second half on either team so far. So one on Sydney, none on Newark Valley, with 50 seconds to go in the third. Cardinals will bring it up the floor as they trail 48-41 here on the road in the 8-9 game in the Section 4 Class E boys bracket. To the top of the key, stolen away by Smith. Ahead now for Matthews. Breakaway layup, and he'll finish it off. Matthews with 19, and Sydney leads by 9, 50-41. 30 seconds to go in the third frame. Right side of the floor now for Beebe. About a two-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. 25 seconds to go in this third quarter. Here is Coffin at the top of the key. Coffin dribble drive, zips one down low, stolen by Sydney. Howard in some traffic is able to muscle it through and get it to Ethan Finch. Finch, left side of the floor, dishes for Matthews. Down low, back out Malik Howard. Shot clock is off. 10 ticks to go on the clock. Finch, right side corner. Now finds Steven Smith. Right low block. Leaves it off for Matthews. Puts it up and in. Matthews was on the other side of the lane. Finishes it off. And that's going to do it. For the end of the third quarter, it's Sydney 52, Newark Valley 41. Liam Matthews with 21 points here for Sydney. And we'll be right back with the fourth quarter on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
As we start the fourth quarter, it is Sydney 52, Newark Valley 41. You'll want to stay tuned for the postgame show tonight as well. We'll try to get you as many score updates as we can from games going on in boys C and D sectional action tonight. First round here in Section 4. A lot of scores coming in on our score updates here. And we'll have the final score of this one as well, of course. Sydney with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Here is Liam Matthews now out front to Ethan Finch. He is fouled as he takes it to the rim. 15 seconds into the fourth quarter. Foul will be on Kyle Coffin. That's the first foul on Newark Valley in the second half and the second personal on Coffin. So Ethan Finch will inbound the basketball underneath the Sydney bucket and look to get it in. Newark Valley's gone back to the man-to-man. They'll go to Steven Smith. Little turnaround up and under for Smith. Forces it up. Looks like he got whacked right in the face. Not a call, though, from the Zebra Crew. And ahead now for Newark Valley. Left side of the floor. Here for Beebe. Beebe in front of his own bench. Will zip one across. It's too tall. No, Coffin was just able to save it. And down low. Here now for Steika. Lost control of it. Smith was able to take it away. Smith down the right side of the floor. Puts on the brakes. Now back to the top of the key and across for Finch. Finch down low for Matthews. Puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Matthews with 23 points. He's having a career night here, folks. And he has been red hot lately, so it wasn't completely out of the blue. But Matthews with 23, looking to make it 24 with this three-point play attempt. It's Sydney 54, Newark Valley 41. Matthews to the line, got it. Matthews with 24 points. And it's 55-41 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here for Ryan Crispell. Into the corner now, a pull-up jumper for Micah Williams, who's in the game for the first time tonight. Sydney with a rebound. Right side of the floor for Matthews. Stolen there by Tyler Beebe. He's off to the races. Beebe, left side, will give it off to Kyle Coffin, who puts it up and in. And Coffin has 13. Winner of this game will advance to the second round to take on one seed Walton. And wouldn't that be a treat if Sydney and Walton get to match up for the third time this season? They've had two fantastic games, including a double OT thriller in the MAC semis. And the whole Walton team and coaching staff here scouting tonight. Now it's stolen away as Finch tried to get into the paint. And Newark Valley back down the floor. Pull-up jumper here for Beebe is off the mark. Chris Bell with a rebound, and he puts it up and in. Chris Bell's got 12 points, and Newark Valley's is not so fast. 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Sydney 55, Newark Valley 45. Timeout for the Cardinals, and we'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
6:15 to go in the fourth quarter, live from Sydney High School tonight. I'm Nate Lull. First round of the Class C Boys Sectional Tournament in Section 4. It's 55-45. The Sydney boys on top of Newark Valley, but some full-court pressure here from the Cardinals, and it results in an early steal. Here's Beebe, down low for Chris Bell, puts it up and in. Chris Bell with 14, and it's 55-47 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Sydney's got to handle this press. Right side for Malik Howard. They avoid the pressure this time. Newark Valley remains in the 3-2 zone. Down low, Stephen Smith puts it up. It's swatted out of there by Chris Bell. 2-on-1 for Newark Valley. Taking it right to the rim. Here is Kyle Coffin. No good. Rebound is put up and in by Stika. And Stika has 10 points, and it's 55-49. With 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter, Sydney again breaks the press. Left side 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Across here for Malik Howard. Back out Stephen Smith. Pump fakes on a three. Takes it down low. Finds guess who? Liam Matthews on the back door. And he's got 26. I would love to see the assist numbers tonight because Matthews has been set up numerous times by everybody on the team. Sydney leads 57-49. Here's Lindhurst from the foul line. Rattles out. Rebound Sydney. Left side of the floor for Gravelin. Now for Finch. Across, guess who? Matthews again from Finch. Puts it in. Matthews with 28 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth, and it's 59-49. Sydney on top of Newark Valley here in the 8-9 game tonight. Here is Stika. Left side three. Left it short. Smith with another rebound. He's coming up clutch. Outlet pass for Finch. Finch into the corner for Matthews. This has got to be a career high for Matthews, I would say. Gets the ball down low again. Back out Finch. Left side three. Rattles out. Rebound Stika. Got to give it to the Cardinals here. They are laying it all on the line to try to get back in this game. Diving head first. Great defense. Playing really well. Stika into the corner. Stolen by Finch. Sydney just having a little bit too much right now. Still some time left to be played with 4:20 to go in the fourth. It's Sydney leading by 10, 59-49. Smith down low. Matthews zips it across for Finch, who puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled, and we'll head to the charity stripe. So here's our scoring numbers for Sydney. Liam Matthews with 28, and Stephen Smith with 10, Ethan Finch with 10, Malik Howard with 5, Gravelin and Tanner both with 3. Finch, first foul shot, good, nothing but net. Finch with 11. Seniors trying to keep their season alive, trying to earn a date with Walton in the second round. Wouldn't that be something? Finch, 2 for 2, rattles that one in as it rolls around the bowl and heads in. 61-49 as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Can the Cardinals save their season? Right side of the floor here for Chris Bell. Now back for Stika, punched out of bounds by Liam Matthews, stays with the Cardinals. Thanks for joining me tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street studios. Appreciate you listening online, too, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Stika to the foul line. Now leaves one off for Chris Bell. Takes it to the rim, up and under. Chris Bell's got 16. Left side of the floor now for Finch. Back down low for Matthews. Back out Finch. Sydney working some clock. Passing down low, Smith to Matthews. Threw his hands and out of bounds. With 3:45 to go in the fourth, it's 61-51. Sydney on top of the visiting Newark Valley Cardinals. Sydney the 8th seed, Newark Valley the 9. Here's Stika with 10 points to the foul line. Step back, little jumper from the elbow, no good. Chris Bell got the rebound, but Finch stole it away. Ahead for Matthews, using those receiver hands to pull it in. It was ripped away from him by Beebe, and he stepped on the line and out of bounds. There's two football guys going head-to-head. Tyler Beebe for Newark Valley, and Liam Matthews for Sydney. I'm sure they saw each other once or twice on the gridiron this year when Sydney went out to Newark Valley back in October. Right side of the floor for Matthews. Passing down low for Smith. Finds Finch on the back door at the left low block, and he put it in. Finch with 14. Stephen Smith got to have a double-double with assists, maybe even a triple with rebounds and points. We're going to have to check that tonight because he's been sensational. Down low here for Newark Valley, Daniel Lindhorst goes into double figures with 11. Makes it 63-53 as he finishes off the left-handed layup. Finch at midcourt to Malik Howard. Howard on the right side. Back up top here to Stephen Smith. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. Sidney moving the ball around here, trying to get active against this 3-2 zone. Back for Howard. Left side, three. Too strong, but good job to follow his shot. Chases down his own rebound, and Sidney gets a fresh 35 to work with 2:40 to go in the fourth. Top of the key here for Howard. Right side for Finch. Down low. Smith back out. Graveling. Left side, three. Too strong, I should say. And a rebound here for the Cardinals. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Cardinals quickly back up the floor, and they'll find Chris Bell crossing the big Sidney S at midcourt. Now to Tyler Beebe. Beebe into the corner now for Kyle Coffin. Little up and under, ran out of real estate. Ball comes free, and now ahead for Finch. Finch up the left side of the floor. Bounce pass to Malik Howard. Howard with the floater, too strong. Gets his own rebound, gets tied up with Lindhorst. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Sidney. Lindhorst claiming that he got fouled there by Malik Howard, but I think it was just inadvertent as they got tied up as they were going for the ball out of bounds. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Finch will inbound the basketball underneath the Sidney bucket. He'll throw it back up towards midcourt. Malik Howard will scoop it up. Pressure right in his face there from Stika. And now a reach-in foul on Stika. And Newark Valley's going to have to start thinking about putting Sidney on the line here, except that here's the team foul situation. That's three on Newark Valley. No, it's the fourth, I should say, on Newark Valley, and only one on Sidney. And that's the third personal on Stika. Patrick Panay is going to come back in, and Ryan Crispell will head to the bench. I think they're going to try to put Panay in to get some quick fouls maybe here, try to extend this game. Let's see. They haven't fouled so far. Finch, top of the key. They'll go to the high post. We're going to have a foul, it looks like, with 1:55 to go. Foul will be on Tyler Beebe. I believe this is going to be his fifth. Beebe, the senior, will foul out with 1:55 to go with the score 63-53. And a timeout is going to be taken on the floor here, so we'll step away. Sidney 63 and Newark Valley 53. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Out of the timeout here, and it was just a timeout for Newark Valley to get a sub because BB fouled out. We're back underway. Left side of the floor for Gravelin. Dribble drive, had his pocket picked. Newark Valley comes away with it. They're going to have to score and score in a hurry. Right side of the floor here for Kyle Coffin. Coffin back across for Panay, I should say, down low, finding Stika. His shot is short. Rebound for Stephen Smith. Smith had it knocked out of bounds, but it stays with Sidney with 1:20 to go in the fourth. Stay tuned for the postgame show as well. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Give you our scoring summary and a great look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well in case you're curious about some final scores. We'll also post everything tonight on Twitter for you. Left side of the floor for Stephen Smith. Crosses the half-court timeline. He is bumped and fouled by Ryan Crispell. This has been a fantastic game so far here tonight between the 8 and the 9 seed. Sidney, just with a good third quarter, has been able to put a little bit of a cushion here between them and the Cardinals. Smith into the backcourt. They're fouled. He is fouled with 1:10 to go. And this is going to put Smith on the line. That's the seventh foul on Newark Valley. Going to be the third on Ryan Crispell. And so Stephen Smith, the senior, trying to extend his season. And when you're a senior, every day you get is a gift. As he gets the first one to go, he's got 11 points. So if you can extend it, get another couple of practices in with your friends and your coach, and put the uniform on one more time, it is something special. Smith goes 2 for 2. And it looks like Sidney might be able to do that here and get a rematch with Walton later this week. 65-53, three ball there from Coffin is no good as he chucked the one up from NBA range. Sydney with a rebound, a minute to go. Finch left side of the floor and he's fouled here by Kordestajka. With 57 seconds to go and Sydney leading 65-53. Want to get you some more information on the second round game that will be coming up. That game would be on the 23rd, so that's Friday, I believe. Yes, that'll be Friday as Finch gets the first one to go. So Finch now with 15. That game will be at Walton, 6 o'clock on Friday, and if they hold true and Sydney is there, I can't think of a better place to be as Finch makes it 16. It's 67-53. Shot in the corner, left side here for Panay is off the mark. Another rebound for Finch, back up the floor, and he's fouled with 50 seconds to go. And Sydney now just trying to put the icing on the cake with 50 seconds to go. They lead 67-53. Great run in the second half. Whatever Coach Brzee said in the locker room, put that in a bottle and seal it up and say it before every game going forward here for the Warriors because they came out, it was like they were shot out of a cannon. Finch now with 17. And the second shot coming. This one is good. So Finch now with 18. Justin McMillan's going to check into the game. Something a little bittersweet here for these Sydney seniors. This will be their last game on their home floor. As the next round of sectionals, they'll be on the road at number one, Walton. And I'm sure they wouldn't want it any other way. Great way to go out with a victory on your home floor. Here's Coffin. He's blocked by Liam Matthews. Gets his own rebound, though, and puts it up and in. So he's got 15, and it's 69-55. Now a foul on Coffin, and Smith will head to the line with 38 seconds left. Looks like Matt Hoskins as well as Ryan Harris will check in here with 38 seconds to go. Get some of the other starters out here for the Sydney Warriors, who looks like they have booked themselves a date with Walton, round three. As Steven Smith gets that one to go, he's got 13. As I said, the game here that we did a couple of weeks ago, Sydney and Walton, was a great game. Walton came back after being down by double digits. As here's Liam Matthews heading off to the bench. 28 points. That's got to be a career high. He's been fantastic tonight. Smith to the line for his second shot. It's good. He's got 14. Bench is clearing for both sides here to come in. Sydney's going to take a timeout with 38 seconds left. Want to quickly finish my thought. A couple weeks ago, Sydney and Walton in the regular season was a great game here. Walton came out on top, and then the MAC semifinals just last week was a great game with the double overtime, and Walton came out on top and then went on to win the MAC championship over Delhi last Friday down at Binghamton University. And so I'm sure ever since that ball game, Sydney has been itching to try to get back in and have another chance at them. And when the brackets came out, that was the one thing that everybody noticed. Boy, if Sydney wins first round, they'll get Walton. And that's huge. You wonder how Walton feels about that. Do they want another shot at Sydney? You hear that old saying all the time, it's hard to beat a team three times in one season. Or as the one seed, do they say bring it on? That'd be very interesting to see. So here we go. 38 seconds left. Sydney leading 71-55. Newark Valley with the basketball. Here's Panay at the top of the key. Tries a three. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by the Cardinals, but then stolen away by Justin McMillan. And Sydney will come back up the floor with 25 seconds left. Here is Gravelin, top of the key to Ryan Harris. And a bounce pass back to Gravelin. Sydney will work out the clock. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go. The Warriors will advance the 8 seed tonight, knocking off the 9 seed. And what was a close game, much closer than the final score will indicate, as Sydney will advance in the Section 4 Class C Boys Tournament with a 71-55 victory over the Newark Valley Cardinals. Post-game show is coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time to Sydney High School as the 8-seed Sydney Warriors take down the 9-seed Newark Valley Cardinals 71-55. Sydney will advance in the Section 4 Class C boys bracket. They will take on 1-seed Walton on Friday, and that's where I will plan to be. Walton and Sydney, round three. Ring the boxing bell on Friday night. That's going to be a really fun game. Let's do our scoring summary. First here for Newark Valley. They will have four guys in double figures and a team-high 16 from Ryan Crispell, 15 from Kyle Coffin, 11 from Daniel Lindhurst, and 10 from Cordis Steika, as well as 3 from Tyler Beebe tonight. On the other side, very balanced scoring for Sydney as well, including a game-high 28 points from the sophomore Liam Matthews, having a career night. 18 from Ethan Finch, 14 from Stephen Smith, 5 from Malik Howard, and 3 apiece from Lucas Tanner and Mikey Gravel. Let's do our 3 awards before we get into the out-of-town scoreboard. First tonight, it is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, of course, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think there's no question tonight, 28 points from Liam Matthews, and he was great. And I want to say, yes, he scored 28, but he was the recipient of many great passes from Stephen Smith, from Ethan Finch, from Mikey Gravelin, Ryan Harris, you name it, LT with a few in there. Everybody on the floor, Malik Howard, they were just finding him. He was pinching down low on the baseline, and Newark Valley just had no way to stop it. And when they would try to shut it down one way, he would get it done another way. So credit goes to everybody on this team for that 28 points tonight for Liam Matthews. Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is next, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'd like to give that tonight to Stephen Smith of Sydney. Finishes with 14 points, but I thought he was key. You know, Newark Valley had two or maybe three guys that were really built like Stephen Smith. Tall, lanky guys on the inside. He had to do a good job on the glass. I thought he got some great steals. He did a little bit of everything, but I think Stephen Smith deserves our Dynamic Defense Award here tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give it to Ethan Finch tonight, 18 points. I thought he was a great spark to start the second half. He had to sit a lot of the second quarter with those two fouls, And when he came out of the locker room, it's one of the best games I've seen him have in just terms of good energy. Got to the rim, set people up, did a little bit of everything. So Ethan Finch, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Want to get you some out-of-town scores, and we will be posting all of these on Twitter as well later. So if you're looking for updates for your brackets, I can give you as many as I can now, and then later on you can fill out the rest from Twitter. In boys Class D, the final that we have here is GMU, the 3 seed defeating 14 seed Jefferson 72-55, so the Raiders will move on in Class D. Late in the fourth quarter, I have Franklin, the 7 seed, ahead of 10 seed Margaretville 57-40, so it looks like Franklin could be moving on. Back up in Class C, I have UV, the 7 seed, leading 10 seed Watkins Glen 66-50 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter there, so it looks like UV could possibly come out with a victory there. Going back to Class D, Deposit Hancock, they were down by a point at the halftime break to Edmiston, but it appears late in the fourth quarter they have come back and they lead 63-47 in that contest, so it looks like DH might play GMU in the second round once that score goes final there. I have that the Morris boys, they're the 5 seed playing 12 seed Davenport. Morris wins 77-54, and it looks like they will head on to take on Delhi, who defeats Sharon Springs tonight. Delhi, the 4 seed, Sharon Springs, the 13, 74-28, so a dominant performance tonight for the Delhi Bulldogs. One other score to pass along as they hit the fourth quarter, I have the 8-9 game in the D bracket. Hunter Tannersville and Milford tied 30-30 as they hit the fourth quarter there. And one other score to pass along that I had, the South Courtright boys are the 2 seed. They defeat 15 seed Worcester 52-37. So let's see, that's everybody in the D bracket. We gave you a quick update on the only ones we don't have up in the C bracket. We have 12 Oxford at 5 Elmira Notre Dame, and we have Green, the 11 seed, at 6 seed Lansing. We'll be getting some of those scores once they go final, but we'll be posting those on Twitter. And I do have confirmation that UV defeats Watkins Glen 72-52. Always really nice to see from our neck of the woods the MAC teams do well against the IAC, so congratulations tonight to Sydney and to Unadilla Valley, holding it down and not giving up a loss at home. It's always good when they can host the games here, and that's why you want those games on your home floor, so that you have a little bit extra advantage, and hopefully you don't have to go on that long bus ride. So congratulations to UV and to Sydney winning here tonight. And DH is definitely final over Edmiston, 63-47. So a lot of scores to pass around tonight. We'll also be posting these on Twitter, so make sure you check that out. You can follow me at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L, or just go to WCDOsports.com, as we will be posting all of those there on the right side of our page. You can go back and listen to this game anytime as well, courtesy of SFCU in our game audio archive. Again, our final score tonight, Sydney boys defeat Newark Valley 71-55. Great win and a great second half tonight here for the Warriors. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night. The Franklin girls are hosting Worcester in sectionals in girls Class D action, and then be back on the air on Friday when Sydney takes on Walton over at WCS. That's going to be a heck of a ball game, 6 o'clock on Friday night. So check in for Twitter in case of time changes, anything like that. We'll keep you updated right there. Again, 71-55, Sydney defeats Newark Valley tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lull, and have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow on CDO Sports.